Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales. These are the adventures of The Rookies, a curated actual play of the tabletop role-playing game Masks, a New Generation from Magpie Publishing. Previously on Tavern Tales, XP has been offered a job and our heroes are distracted by each other and the children at the Tot Stop. But will they remember why they are here?
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Welcome back. I'm Vern Tales, and we're counting down the hits of the superhero group, formerly known as The Rookies. Last week, our heroes went toe-to-toe with, well, that can't be right, the police, EMS, and a single mother? Things were looking bad for our heroes after George Grady broke the spine of a poor pedestrian, and Terry told the police that he'd done it. As X-Pay went into the black confines of the daycare, though, it was just as things took a dramatic turn for our heroes.
Okay.
We really are the worst.
You were going to say a turn for the worst, and I was like, it can't get worse.
But it can.
Apparently.
So we've got the cover of this issue, issue 8 of The Rookies. On the cover of this, it's a nice embossed, like really fancy done. They got a special guest artist.
Does it have foil?
Yeah, maybe, sure. Yeah, there's some foiling. I don't know where. But Terry Chase is in the back of a police cruiser, and on the street, in the rearview mirror of the police cruiser, all of the other members of the group are in handcuffs on their knees. So all four of you are in handcuffs on the street, on your knees, with expressions like...
Oh, man. No, that doesn't
say that. No.
Oh, boy.
What's your face?
Oh, a face expression. I was like, oh, man. Is
oh, boy. Oh, no.
I was like, Mickey Mouse is in handcuffs, too?
I don't know where my brain went.
Oh, boy. Oh.
You see George... like very slumped over and his head's down. Shame. His expression is shame.
Bo, who wears lots of mascara and eyeliner to kind of look gothy, a little bit like punk gothy, has some, like, you know, the smearing happening from crying.
Oh, I love it.
X-Pay looks very confused.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sad because he's grounded.
Okay. It's not because he's grounded. Because you know how you go out and you hire artists well in advance of an issue being made? That's what happens here. We have a fancy high-end comic book artist who's been drafted to make episode 8 of this comic book that's coming out. And so, of course, some of the details, some of the time on a comic book are not accurate at all to the pages of the comic book within, right?
Yeah.
Solarian wasn't there, nor was X-Pay. And yet in this picture, they are.
Very accurate.
Yeah.
I feel like I should draw up all these covers.
On the other side, the pedestrians on the other side of the street have protest signs. And one of them reads, it's a rookie mistake, but mistake is crossed out and written below it is menace in all caps.
Whoa.
Fair.
It's just a cover. It's a cover.
I like the when you first said the part and I was like, yeah, and then no.
Uh-huh. So... we open the page of our comic book, right? Because we're invested and interested in seeing what's going on in this. But instead, we get X-Pay walking into a large bay. Basically, the last episode was X-Pay walking into blackness. Well, all that blackness resolves into this huge bay. And there is a wall of computers and computational devices monitoring different things on one wall. And there's like, it's really well detailed. If you were paying close attention, which none of you are, to the comic book itself, you would see different scenes and things that were going on the screens of this wall of computers and monitors and stuff.
Our past events that we've been doing.
None of you are paying close attention, so you have no idea what it is. And then in the middle of the bay, because this is what attracts all of your attentions right away, is this set of 5 silver pods, each positioned like the petals of like a white oleander flower. And it has almost the same sort of tall assortment of various height stamen and stigma that a white oleander flower has, and you would actually picture from that flower there. And what do you do, X-Pay, as you walk into this room?
There's so many shiny things. What is this place?
The manager, Heather, which is on her name tag, and if it was some other name last game on her name tag, well, that's just an error in continuity. But Heather, because it's what her name tag says, we have shared services with our parent company. You can just ignore all of that. I'm more interested in showing you this. And she takes you over to like a little desk filing, and there's a window that looks out onto the daycare itself.
Is this to observe the human children?
Yes, and also to do some data entry and other related work.
Is this where I'm going to be working? Because I got the job, right?
Is that Kyle thinking or is that Heather thinking?
Yeah, so Heather takes a moment, because the last thing X-Pay had really said was, like, I'm not qualified for this job.
Then I got the tour.
Yeah. Yes, if you would just take some computational tests here, we would love to get a read on your skill sets. I know you didn't come in with a resume, but I do like the look of you. So if you would mind doing a few things here, we would love to get a sense and semblance of what you can do.
Absolutely. That sounds like so much fun. Can I assess the situation?
Sure. How's the comic book demonstrating to us that you're assessing the situation?
As X-Pay is saying their words, they have some real shifty eyes going on.
Okay.
And they're trying to see what's on some of the computer screens, because at this point they've become fairly familiar with technology, probably the most out of anything that they've dealt with. So they're trying to determine what this facility is and what their partner may be up to.
Cool. Roll it up.
Aw, come on.
Hey, guys.
2.
I got 2.
Well, on a fail, you take a hit. I'm going to do a GM move, and you can mark potential.
I'm just really interested in this job. I don't really care about anything else. Yay, potential.
I'm going to take the moment, because this person is a manager, and they must manage people, and therefore they know how to make people do the right thing. And X-Pay is a newborn, so I'm going to teach X-Pay a new lesson.
Uh-oh. No.
Because the manager, seeing the shifty eyes of X-Pay, puts a hand on X-Pay's shoulder and plops them down onto the chair and says,
oh no.
You know, it's only when we work together that we will succeed. That's the daycare's motto, and really our motto as a company as well. You should really take that to heart. So that's the GM move of teach them a new lesson.
You always like learning things.
So would that go under always?
Yes.
Uh-oh, so I'm like their slave now?
Always work together in order to succeed. Did you have an always lesson?
Nope.
Oh, awesome!
I only have a never. Never lock the door to friendship.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Do you accept this new lesson? You're already writing it down, I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, perfect.
X-Pay's like, this is the best workplace ever.
Then we turn from X-Pay, who is sitting at this device looking through the window, to our group image on the street. We have the EMT, the police actually getting Terry into the car. So if you were in the car last time, this comic rewinds that back a step so you're not in the car. And I remember you'd gotten the handcuffs off. So you've got the handcuffs, your arms are to your side, and one of the handcuffs is hanging down loose off your wrist so we can see you have been handcuffed and you've gotten one of them off. And all the group is standing in the various places that they were in before, except also there is Salarian, who has walked up and appears in the background in this first scene. And in the next couple of panels, Salarian is closer and closer and closer. Okay, this panel here is just a stock flat image. The next panel is a giant flash of light and a lightning bolt in blue overlaid the top of the panel. So it's like the exact same image, replicated twice, faded, and then there's this blue lightning bolt across the page, and then standing in the middle of the street, attracting all of the attention, is a superhero named Blue Lightning, a hero of Halcyon City. And Marie Claire, could you please describe this adult who stands before you?
Yeah, she is short with pixie type cut of hair. Her eyes glow with sort of a blue like light that glow from the inside. And then her skin also sort of has a semi translucent blue to it that almost looks like there's little jumps of lightning going up and down it. Yeah.
Costume?
I think it's like 80s chic with a popped collar. Like you would imagine that she actually stepped out of an 80s hair metal band. Slightly like retro futuristic. And yeah, she's got cool boots.
She lands with a krakow, right? And you can see the krakow come off on this page, and she looks around and espies the EMT helping the very injured woman. Mm-hmm. And she holds out a single hand, and the EMT back away as lightning shoots out from her hand and strikes the injured woman. And you feel the crackle of irradiated electricity about you. The police are, of course, staring at Blue Lightning, and Blue Lightning is saying some sort of heroic thing, but we're not paying attention to Blue Lightning right now because George is standing there. What's George up to?
George is crying.
No, I love it.
Her head in his hands, just sobbing uncontrollably. Yeah.
What's Terry up to?
I am slack jawed. So you just see like Terry's mouth like hanging open while he's looking at the Blue Lightning. And then you see a panel where his eyes dart between the two cops and notice how they're both distracted. And he starts to turn around to tiptoe away.
Nice. One of the cops says, "Hey," to you. And it attracts Blue Lightning's attention. And Blue Lightning turns and says, "You can let him go, officer. I'll deal with them."
At that, Terry gets in the car and closes the door.
No, not you, Mom.
Cop opens the door and is like, "I'm not getting in trouble for this. Go face your licks."
Wow. That's a good move.
He gestures with his hand several times.
And then I'm just going to be looking up at the cop. I'll be like, "Has she ever hurt kids before?"
Name a superhero team, Paige.
The Invincibles.
Yeah, she's one of the leaders in the Invincibles. I'm not going to gainsay what she says, what she does either way.
All right. Great. And he gets out and like awkwardly sits on the trunk of the car, twiddling his thumbs, not sure what to do.
Yep. What are you up to there, Adora?
So the woman seems better?
I shrug my shoulders.
All right. I'm going to go over to the baby carriage and like bring it over to the EMTs.
Okay.
Because that seems like the right thing to do.
Sure.
And then like stand awkwardly by the side of the road, like that standing person emoji.
Blue Lightning looks at George and says, "Well, aren't you lucky?"
He like pulls his hands away from his face. His face is completely wet, right? So his cheeks are soaked. There's a little bit of like snot residual like under his nose. Like that, not a lot to be gross, but like enough to be like you can tell he's been like crying. And he looks at her like he's got doe eyes.
What conditions do you currently have?
Afraid.
Are you feeling any other conditions at this moment?
Like all of them?
All of them. I'm so close to being taken out, Kyle.
Guilty would be probably the strongest one out of these ones.
Really? Okay.
Well, very guilty.
You know, you can always just take a condition at any given time. Okay. Yes, you can.
Boom.
All right.
He's feeling guilty as shit.
Excellent. She looks at you for a long moment appraisingly as Solarian gets closer and closer and closer in each subsequent panel, right, as this is all going on. And Blue Lightning says, "You're really lucky, George."
I don't know how to like show that it would be quieter, like maybe smaller letters or something, but he's going to go like, "What?"
Obviously, this wasn't the innocent you kill.
What? Oh. Even bigger. It would be bigger this time and like more question marks at the end. So he's getting a little bit more bold with his what, because he's very confused.
So apparently that's still to come.
What do you mean? And he starts to kind of focus more on her.
Oh, I know you, George Grady. And I know what you do. And you're just lucky that today was the day I happened to be here. But there's going to be a day all too soon that I won't be there.
Yeah, George is very confused. I don't know. He doesn't know what to do, right? Because he's just like, he knows that she's talking about George, like the general, but doesn't make him any less confused.
So George stands there.
Just staring at
confusedly.
Her.
Confusedly.
Yeah, very.
What are you up to, Solarian?
I guess I'm taking a stroll towards everyone.
Yeah, you got the message. You had to take the bus to get here. You have finally arrived. Significantly late. Things look traumatic, but then again, it's the human world and they are a traumatic people. And you're still powerless because you is grounded.
It seems troublesome.
That's what he says.
Walking towards people, looking around at the devastation and chaos.
Blue Lightning dismisses the cops. The woman gets up, literally gets up off the gurney.
Oh, holy shiz.
Gets her child and glares at you. George Grady.
With lightning power?
Think of it as like a really good defibrillator.
He's a robot? Was that the answer?
Does the electricity rewire, like, bzzzed it back to life?
Fix a broken back?
Yeah. Yeah. Mended it.
Redo those
nanobots
nerve
crazy
endings.
Things.
Blue Lightning has amazing superpowers of lightning healing.
I just assumed she, like, defibrillated her or something.
She literally healed the woman
with
back.
Her magic lightning.
Yep.
Sick.
But cannot heal the memory or the pain that that woman experienced.
Ooh, you were on her shit list.
Well, obviously.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, very much so.
Do I see Solarian walking up?
Sure.
Hey.
What troubles you, my child?
Oh, what? My God.
I don't know.
You're crazy complex.
And then he literally says, I don't know.
Let me bless you.
Child, Adora responds. Aren't we the same age?
I believe so, as you were.
Oh my God, Aaron.
Who is the other blue person out there?
That's blue lightning, he says through tears.
Yeah, a superhero. Yeah, That was very scary. George accidentally almost killed a woman.
George, why would you do that?
It was an accident.
No. And then Terry confessed. And X-Pay, where's X-Pay?
Where are they? I didn't hurt them too, did I?
I didn't know where X-Pay went.
X-Pay,
where are you? Does anyone else remember where X-Pay went?
I don't think we actually saw X-Pay go anywhere, did we? Because we got caught up in our ruckus, and they were
gonna go into the. Oh, they were going to go into the store and then you got arrested.
Oh, look, you idiots all gathered around, says Blue Lightning.
Yeah, the 80s cult, they want their outfits back.
Yeah, if you one day manage to learn to control your tongue, then you might actually make it to being a superhero. Until then, you'll just be a wisecracking kid.
Oh, burn.
Shift his labels. Do it. Shift those labels.
Chelsea's eyes got all glassy. Son of a...
Which is pretty much what Terry would have done.
Yeah.
He's a one crack kind of...
Yeah. Do we see the gulp and then his eyes shift away?
Yes. Kind of mean.
I just saved the day.
I understand, but didn't you ever make any mistakes?
No. Well, yes. She looks at George Grady.
Whoa!
Oh.
Mother? George Grady knows who his parents are.
That's
really effed up, guys. George is like, I'm from the past, therefore I don't know who my mom is.
Time travel's weird. I don't like it.
Oh, George, you had sex with her.
What?
Well, Blue Lightning is gone.
He like
now.
Touches, like holds himself, like, oh no.
There's Flash, and Blue Lightning is gone.
Whoa. That's a cliffhanger.
That's amazing. I embarrassed a superhero.
Because you just said she had sex with a child.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hella awkward.
We both did not like that.
Allison, I don't know if you managed to do it yet, but please write down the innocent harm one, or circle it at least, because you know you're going to end up doing that.
So yeah, I circled the injured the innocent. So yes, I don't cross
that's
it out.
That's officially
time.
For sure
gonna
now
happen now.
Mentioned in the game.
Okay.
Gonna happen.
Do you know the other ones I have circled? Do you need those just before we move on? Because I have two other circled.
You won an enormous victory,
yeah,
at enormous cost, mm-hmm, to the world around you, and you publicly battled,
hey,
another hero.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Blue Lightning.
Wrote down probably the prophetess.
Oh,
came out in some.
Oh,
else.
Fine.
I could be wrong, but that's what
I think.
Written and circled things with assumptions in your mind.
Lovers, yes, quarrel. I say to you, lovers quarrel. Adora looks at the spot that Blue Lightning just was and be like, I just meant like your future self, George, not like you now. That's just really gross and weird. Sorry. Sorry, Blue Lightning. I know you can't hear me. Okay, let's go find XP now.
No, we've got to deal with the crap coming out of Adora's mouth.
Well, that got weird. So why don't we go find X-Pay now? Because I don't want to deal with whatever this is. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope she's okay.
It means you have to like physically walk across the street, Solarian.
What a shame. Such a boring construct. The walking.
I really enjoyed Aaron's emotional response to that, because he really did a good job physically demonstrating that.
Now describe it.
He gave us good voice,
yeah,
for it. It's just no one who is listening to the podcast will ever get to see the amazing subtlety that Aaron put into that.
He should be an actor. Paige always says so.
It was really hard to detect around all the hair, but...
Yeah. Subtle stuff going on. All right, so Adora is going to weirdly keep pace with Solarian.
X-Pay, 4 new subjects enter the building. You have correctly written out and compiled the notes of the blocks that are being played with and the social interactions that are going on betwixt the smaller things, and some taller subjects have entered, and you begin to look at them with scrutiny to make marks in the paper and on the computer and do all of the tabulating that you need to do to assess their interactions with each other and their character development.
Love it.
The shortest one says,
oh, there's so many kids.
You were looking at her face?
Mm-hmm.
X-Pay writes down the expression that X-Pay believes, but don't, you know, you say the words for it though, because that would make better sense than you writing it down.
Hey, this is a podcast. Yes.
You can't hear my pencil.
Scritch, scritch, scratch.
So what was that expression that X-Pay identifies?
Sickness.
Nice.
Constipation.
That'd be good.
The tall one lets Solarian in first.
Yeah.
And says to Solarian as he passes by,
be careful, there's a lip using your feet on the stair, on the step in. Don't trip.
And then your expression is, after Solarian says nothing and passes by. Well, that's a good expression, Marie Claire.
That.
I quite liked that. What do you? What does X-Pay think that expression is?
Hunger.
I mean, little tiny
You're
bit.
You're not wrong.
Because he's a snack.
I think correctly, Marie Claire, the expression was?
Pout.
Pouting?
A pouty pout.
Pouty pout. What was your expression, Terry Chase?
Uncertainty? Yeah, we'll go with that.
Solarian walks in, surveys, and you espy a gaggle of small humans.
Isn't that what goose are?
They do not seem to be attended to by a large human, as you normally assume that they must be.
As happens in schools and other places.
What do you say?
With small children.
He kind of looks at them confusedly, and then he says, the handler seems to be missing.
Cool. What was that expression?
I was joyous. Yeah, he really likes kids.
And what was it actually?
Displeasure.
XPay's so good at this.
The last one to enter is George Grady.
I think I'm going to lay in the ball pit.
We're at McDonald's and it's play place.
So he says, there is no apparent ball pit.
It's a daycare. Yeah, so there should be a ball pit. Like a little one, not a huge ball pit, but like a little playpen.
Sometimes it's a playpen with balls in it. Yeah, filled with balls. I've seen it.
So it's just like one of those little kiddie pools and George like takes up the whole thing laying on top.
Yes.
The kids can't get in it.
That's kind of funny.
Do you need there to be a ball pit?
There needs to be a ball pit. I will pay my little thing to change the story or whatever.
Okay, then spend
that
it.
That is commitment.
Thank you.
Ball pit. But I get to describe it. It is a blow-up inflatable pool full of balls. And there is pee in the bottom.
Ew.
Of course
why?
There is.
Why would you
thank you.
That
yes,
because we're at a daycare.
Daycare, I guess.
And all along the edges, it is emblazoned with blue lightning bolts.
Oh. Oh, it's blue lightning themed.
It's a blue lightning themed inflatable pool.
I don't know if necessarily this is like blue lightning branded thing. It's just blue lightning bolts.
Sweet. George does not care.
He has
going
no idea.
In. Yeah.
He doesn't know there's pee in it. It's at the bottom
so
of the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
all right.
He's going in the ball pit.
All right.
To try
Do you take your
better.
Shoes off first?
No, George doesn't take his shoes off.
Really?
Okay, George takes his shoes off.
All right, and he steps in the pee.
He's not a monster, I suppose.
Your sock is now wet.
All right, yeah. Can it be like one of those ones that goes up to his knees? So it is an inflatable pool.
It's your goddamn ball pit.
Okay, sweet. I own this ball pit with peanuts. Yes.
XPay, please tell us the notes that you took for all of this lunacy.
Four subjects have entered the facilities. One of them looks very sick to be in here, and they should probably use a bathroom as soon as possible. The bigger one seems to be having difficulties climbing over a ledge because it's hitting their knee height, and I'm watching them struggle into the balls, and they have fallen in, and there's a splash of balls and a little bit of liquid, is what that looks like. There's another one who goes and runs over to assist. That's very nice of them. While the other two are staring, puzzled as to what is happening before them, and there is a toddler sucking on one of their fingers. This is very intriguing behavior.
Excellent. You're supposed to pull levers and push buttons when certain people do particular things. Do you do that?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm going to pull a lever.
Cool. Right. Heather says, you have done a very good job.
Does that mean that I am a permanent member of your society?
I think that we would definitely be better off with you on the team.
That makes me feel very overjoyed. I appreciate you, Heather.
Oh, that's just the name tag. My name isn't actually Heather.
I don't understand. Why do you wear a tag with a name that is not your own?
Well, what do people call you?
XPay.
But that's not emblazoned across the front of your chest, is it?
That is correct. It is a nickname for Experiment 742. Does that mean Heather is short for Heatherterium?
That's so straight. I love it.
What did you just say?
Heatherterium.
I needed to quickly figure out a way to make it longer.
That was amazing. I loved it. I'm a Heatherterium. I only eat Heatherterium. Oh, I heard Terrarium.
Like aquarium.
Yeah, that's even better.
You crushed it.
It's like terranium? Amazing. What?
Like, you know, that's where you hold all
I just
your
made a pee pool.
Gross.
She doesn't respond to you. What's the group up to?
Slarian's trying to herd the children together.
What does he say?
Come, children. This frolicking will get you nowhere.
Ooh, they all turn like... as one, children of the corn style, and gaze upon you with rapt attention.
That's creepy.
Hello, my children. Where is your handler?
In the back. In the back.
Do they say that in unison?
Yes.
Oh, that's creepy.
In the back of what?
The building?
Says one of the kids.
Question mark.
There might be someone else here, everyone.
They all point at George Grady in the ball pit.
Well, yes, I see him. The person who is tending to you is in the back of the building.
One of them touches their nose and nods.
You got it.
Mom's the word. No,
it's a kid thing.
Well, I guess we go to the back.
And Terry just starts walking down the hallway.
All right.
George, are you good?
I need a minute. I'm gonna be here.
All right. I and Chase head to the back.
You turn to leave, and all the kids get into a line to follow you.
Very good, children.
Salarian, maybe we shouldn't bring the kids to the back if we're trying to, like, you know, search for things and find out if there's some sort of shifty nonsense going on.
You know, maybe you shouldn't bring him. Since he's being shifty and thinks
he's the taller of the kid. He's got a wider shoulder, squarish nose.
Mm.
He's first in line.
The small one makes a compelling argument.
He just glares at you like, I'm not sure which one's the small one.
Hey, I'm taller.
Not by much.
Shut up.
Suck. No, it's all right. The Chase can come along.
Yeah, because he's a follower.
Oh. What is up with this kid?
This kid's a dick.
This kid's trying to shift labels.
He's a kid.
Kid.
Get out of here.
Oh my goodness. As the kid says that, I am needlessly going to show off because Terry feels like he has to prove himself to a kid now.
As you do.
And I'm going to put a hand on Solarian's shoulder, and I'm going to use that to give myself momentum and run up, because we're going, like, we're at the opening. So I put my hand on his shoulder to get some leverage, and I use that to, like, run up the whatever frame wall thing is right there and get in front of Solarian. I was like, why don't you look after the kids? And I...
Whoa. Unleash your powers.
Oh, yes, I am.
Please oh, fall please, while no. doing this.
Oh, yeah, right?
Like,
this is what we're aiming for here.
Guys, I don't want to look lame in front of the kids.
I really want it to happen.
Can we steal from the pool to make it lower?
To be honest, this is also exactly what the beacon needs to do, because the beacon's just a normal person.
Oh,
have negatives.
Whoa. You got some negatives. You're unleashing your powers.
Minus two. I still have eight.
That's true.
I'm going to really hate myself for this. What is temporary or unstable about what I just did?
Cool. Thank you for that.
I was really going to take it out of condition.
So you put your hand on Solarian's shoulder. You do this stellar, cool run up the wall, parkour move, kick flip, landing in front of him. And like half of thick heads go, oh, little applause.
I love those kids.
And they get out of line and they line up behind you.
No.
But the taller kid with the squarish nose, he takes his two fingers, puts them towards his own eyes, and then he points one finger at you.
Oh. You gonna die.
Is what he whispers.
Wow. I don't really like that kid.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a Curated Masks, a new generation game set in the superhero teenage world of Halcyon City. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com, or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.
What kind of statue is it made out of?
It's the actual person.
It's the person. It's the actual person?
Yeah,
I thought you said statue. Oh. I'm sorry.
I don't know where you are.
Hey, Marie Claire.
Yeah?
A statue?
A statue? Yeah.